Well, so there you are, you miserable loafer. You must be the one they told us about, sitting on a box, doing nothing, they said. Not right, Boggs?
Yes, sir.
Yes, well, I suppose you thought they'd forgotten all about you. You thought you could just sit here and get paid for doing nothing. Well, you're wrong, mate, you know. Tell him he's wrong, Boggs.
You're wrong, mate, you know.
Like I said, you're all wrong. They're watching you, and when they're ready, they'll get you. You can be sure of that. They're not going to take the kind of thing you said out there lying down, you know. I mean, not your numbers up, mate. You better watch it. But just for now, until they're ready for you, that is, I think you'll do quite nicely. A bit skinny, perhaps, but we'll make him put his back into it. Won't we, Boggs?
Oh, yes, sir.
Now then, stand up. Face me when I speak to you, boy. You're going to be a soldier now, so you can forget all about your bleeding mother at home. But then you look like the type who did so a long time ago. Filthy swine. Still, never mind. If you work hard and go at it keen-like, you won't get any trouble from us. Will he, Boggs? No. And what's more, we'll respect you for keeping quiet. That's what you want, isn't it, boy? Respect. Good then. Let's begin. Name? Name?
Muggins, sir. Herbert Muggins.
Age?
25, sir.
Address?
Nothing permanent, sir.
Ignorant old vine, see? Occupation?
Unemployed, sir.
So that's why you was hanging about here doing nothing? Good thing for you we came along, I'd say. Now then, pass me that sheet of paper, Private. By the power invested in me, hereby that I induct you into the forces of Her Majesty's Army. Consider yourself privileged, soldier. You're really in for it now.
Please, sir, may I go now?
What's that, boy?
Sir, I'd like to go now if there ain't nothing more.
Come again, sonny, but I didn't quite catch your meaning.
I want to go!
Where?
I don't know. Anywhere.
I must admit, that's just the type of answer I expected to hear from the likes of you. You don't know where you want to go. You don't know why you stay. Bloody confused, if you ask me. Now look here, lad. I know I might appear a bit forbidden at first, but you'll soon get used to me and my ways. I'm a reasonable man, aren't I, Bobs?
Oh, very, sir.
Quite right, I am. I treat everyone the same. No one gets anything special from me, I can tell you that much. If there's one thing I'm known for, it's me lack of discrimination. Impartial, you might say.
Have you enlisted many men, sir?
I enlist all men. That's me job. I catch them when they're sitting around one day doing nothing much the same as you was when I come in, and before they know what hit them, I got them in the bag. Yeah. I got reason to be proud of my record. Something I can't say for everyone. I'm not naming any names, mind you, but I could.
I think I see.
Look at them now, Boggs. Would you? I'm much fooler. Fuller man, humbler, stands straight, looks you in the eye. Don't ask all those stupid questions you used to. Why, we've made quite a man out of you, I'd say. Wouldn't you, Boggs?
Oh, quite a personable chap, sir. One of the blokes, a regular fellow, carries his own share. No grumbling or funny business anymore. You've done the old captain proud, sir.
Thank you, Boggs. Thank you.
I'll need some time to think, sir.
Very well. 2 minutes. Time him, Boggs. Then we'll send the padre in.
Who's he think he is, then? He won't catch this one running around in some poxy uniform jumping to attention. Not this one, no. Oh, I do wish something real would happen just once. Just once to be sitting somewhere doing nothing. And have someone come up to you and say, "How perfect you look, just you, right there sitting. No, don't get up, I didn't want to disturb you, but you did just look so right, sitting there, not doing anything." Bugger it, if something's gonna happen, it'll happen. If it isn't, it won't. Somebody knows what's going on, or things wouldn't go on happening the way they do now, would they? No, of course not. Somebody's watching out, yeah. Someone's on the lookout. Yeah, somebody knows. Up yours, somebody! Why don't you get your bloody nose out of my personal business? Just give me a bit of room to breathe in. That's all I ever ask for. What's so ruddy awful about that? Little room to move in. Or sit in. Whichever I choose. Oh, yeah. That's better. Oh, it's all so bleeding useless.
Aye, and what is that troubling you, me boy?
My problem, Father, is that I'm here and I don't know why. I feel I ought to be doing something because someone's watching out to see exactly what it is I am doing. Because he's the one who put me here. And I don't want to disappoint him, if you know what I mean. Don't want to offend him. Just want an answer once in a while. Or at least a sign.
Well, how imaginative are you, my son?